On this Friday, a little bit cloudy out there after the rain this morning, we welcome you in. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Gym Class for a Friday here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Got some good stuff planned today, and we're going to talk a lot about uniforms already. Have gotten some feedback about some of the uniforms you would like to see come back. I think we're going to have fun with this. All set up by what happened yesterday at about 5 o'clock, just ahead of 5 o'clock, and that was the unveiling of the alternate uniform du jour for the year for the Iowa Hawkeyes, as Iowa will take on Penn State wearing either gold or yellow uniforms, whichever you think they are. I don't know. I thought they were more yellow than gold. I can see where people could see their gold, but when I think of gold, I think of a gold medal. That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong, Mark. I don't know. I thought, what'd they look like to you, yellow or gold?
Look more yellow than gold.
Okay. So we're in agreement on
that. Just fine.
They're okay. You know, we'll talk about this coming up. And that'll be our poll question we have for you as well at KGYMradio.com. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit and talk about the big uniforms for the October 12th game against Penn State. No time set on that one as of yet, but a lot of people anticipating it may be a primetime evening game at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Going on right now, the United States women's national team with a 1-0 lead over the host French, and that going on in Paris. They're just underway with the second half. It was a very early goal by the Americans, 5 minutes into it, and we'll keep you updated on what's happening here as they play in 90-plus degree heat in Paris today. So we'll see what happens there. U.S. Senior Open going on, and who's going lower, the U.S. seniors at Notre Dame or the PGA Tour's first stop at Detroit? You better go low on both of those fronts.
Both courses very forgiving. U.S. women's national team, very good team, and this is a big game.
This might be the gold medal game.
Playing the home country.
Is it a gold medal championship? I don't know.
First place, top of the podium, whatever you want to call it. It was a goal by a player who shall remain nameless, at least while I have the microphone.
Yes.
But the U.S. in the 48th minute leading 1-0.
You've had fun today and last night with that. with your supporters and your detractors. 319-366-1600. That is not our topic today. We're going to talk about uniforms coming up. And like I said, we'll keep you updated on U.S. and France going on in Paris right now. All right, the uniforms. Did you like them? Did you not like them? Were you surprised? Did you see this coming at any time? And first of all, I thought it was pretty cool they had the hawk in there. You know, trained hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Safety first on all the athletes because they had the glove, the special.
I'm talking about the promo video,
yes.
Photos,
right?
You know? Mm-hmm.
Stephen Malley, Brian Ray involved in that, both former Gazette photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Palmer down there as well, videographer for the University of Iowa. Know all those guys, good people down there, and they will wear the yellow uniforms. And we a lot of talk. Not only on the social networking out there, but it's water cooler talk du jour today, Mark. And it was water cooler talk in the building today. Alex Kuhn came up with a great insight into this. He said, and he'll talk more about this with Kyle on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn later on today. And that is, when you get caught between nostalgia and hipness, sometimes things don't happen real well. Iowa, it's a nod toward the past. Whether you loved them or not, the banana peel uniforms of the late Fry era, the Apex Company uniforms that Hayden did have a a hand in. Still believe the only college team to wear those branded uniforms, and now you know why. Yeah, I think they're fine. I can take them. I'm not a big, still to this day, 20 plus years later, not a fan of the banana peels on the shoulder pads. Other than that, you want to wear them once, great. But my point was this. Why not bring back the uniform, the alternate uniform you wore for the Ohio State mauling?
Mm-hmm.
They worked pretty well, and they looked sharp out there. I understand kids want to have, this is group's alternate uniform. They want to have one that's different from the last one, whatever the case may be. But those were sharp, and they looked good. And they played well in them.
Well, the players on this team weren't even born when the Wings uniform from Apex popped up in the 1990s.
Banana peels.
And that was in reverse of what I was going to wear now. That was a black jersey with gold or yellow numbers and peels, Wings, whatever you want to call them. This is a gold/yellow jersey, black numerals, black banana peels, Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Black helmet, traditional helmet for Iowa. It's a Nike uniform. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
If kids love it and they seem to embrace it in the photo sessions, something
the players
for them
went nuts.
To look forward to.
Players went bananas, Mark.
Good for them. Good for them.
Been waiting all day to drop that one on there. What do you think? We'll talk about it for a few minutes here before we get to Jeremiah Davis. Then we'll talk some more about uniforms coming up in the back half of the program. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertinus Dr. Jeweler text line. Hertinus Dr. Jeweler is located in the Penn Mall in said downtown Iowa City. You can also reach us on the phone line at 319-366-1600. And if the kids want to, I'm not the old man that won't let you step onto his lawn anymore.
Apparently I am. In a certain regard, I don't know.
If you want to wear...
I'm talking about a nameless player on the U.S. women's soccer team. Anyway, go ahead.
If you want to wear a certain uniform, if that's going to make you motivated, it wasn't the motivation in my day, but whatever. I get it. Go out and play. Have a good time. Play better. What have you. People are worried now about what Penn State's going to wear. Oh, my goodness, is Penn State going to wear their home uniforms? I don't know. They're going to wear their white uniforms more than likely, and everything's going to be just fine at Kinnick Stadium on October 12th.
319-366-1600, what do you think? Ann on the text line, the alternate uniforms are very appealing to me.
Get it? Appealing? Get it?
Uh-huh.
That's very good, Ann. Another banana reference out there. The Apex uniforms did not take off. Much like that was, that was the time of the fledgling companies. You didn't have Under Armour back then. You had basically Nike and Adidas going at it. And Apex came on. Hayden got on board with that. And others did not catch on. The jacket Hayden wore. You remember the jacket that Coach Fry wore back
then?
Oh, my gosh, that was an eyesore. It looked horrible. That's what Kirk should have. Bring that baby back. That's what we're missing in this whole puzzle piece.
And then there are folks out there like Chris Williams of Cyclone Fanatic, who is tweeting today that Iowa totally stealing Iowa State's unis. Cyclones own the color yellow.
Last time I checked, it was in both of the color schemes.
Yeah, I think Iowa's black and gold, and Iowa State is cardinal and gold, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, where did Iowa State steal the grays from last year?
Or the black uniforms.
And I don't.
The charcoal. This whole thing goes back and forth. Whatever. The Iowa State people are going to say the Iowa uniforms are ugly, and the Iowa people are going to say the Iowa State uniforms are ugly. That's just kind of the way it goes, and that's the way rivalries are born and are maintained. And
I think Iowa State's come up with some cool stuff.
Very much so. Is this uniform as good as the one Iowa wore against Ohio State? Heavens no. That was a really good alternate uniform. Now, Iowa played exceptionally well in said uniform, but that was still a good look. That's what you think about. You think of the color black when you think of Iowa. They come out to back in black. Black uniform. I like it. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there?
Yeah, 1545 on the text line. If I recall, one of the first things Kirk Ferentz did as new head coach in 1999 was to restore the Pittsburgh Steelers uniforms.
Correct.
There was a brief in-between uniform after the arena uniforms, too. True. Hayden Fry brought in the Pittsburgh Steelers like uniforms originally, but the texter is correct.
Yeah, that was one of the first things Hayden Fry did was, Iowa wants to play like a winner, they're going to look like a winner. And they went with the Pittsburgh Steeler look. That was back during the Bradshaw Swan era of Pittsburgh football. So they went to that, and yes, there was a little bit of a – Hayden went to the Apex banana peels at the end of his regime, and then they went to the double yellow stripe on the sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
That was there, the end of the Dwight era-ish in there. And then Kirk brought back the old ones.
0310 on the text line. The yellow uniforms are hideous. I hate them like the white hot heat of 1,000 suns.
Wow.
Thank you, Ray.
Wow.
Poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the subject, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Do you like the Hawkeye alternate uniforms? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. Emil's occasionally has alternate menu items. Check them out.
Indeed. 319-366-1600. We have John Deere Classic tickets to give away. One more four-pack, plus a parking pass to see some of the golf's greatest players. And we'll give you a chance to win that coming up in just a little bit. One of those players that's usually there is Mr. Steve Stricker, who's just tearing it up at the U.S. Senior Open right now. 14 under par through two rounds at a USGA event. You don't hear of that very often. But that's what they got going in South Bend, Indiana today.
Indeed. Very good player. He's competitive on the PGA Tour. And why should he not be ultra-competitive on the senior tour?
Very much. Very much so.
Kenneth on the text line, 2364. I'm going to paraphrase. Someone on the U.S. women's soccer team.
We're back to that now?
Would look good in the new Iowa uniforms.
You're kind of putting two things together here, Mark. I don't think
Kenneth is. I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, the U.S. women's team would not wear those uniforms. Just wouldn't do it. I don't think a lot of people. It's okay. It's fine. More people are commenting on the gold face mask than anything.
Yeah.
It jumps. It's a nice look. A little bit bigger Tiger Hawk decal on the side. And like I said, if the kids like it, then why not? Let them have their fun out there. Let them play with the football. All right, 317. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And as we got a break, let's do this. Let's get ready for Jeremiah Davis, and we'll give you our last opportunity to pick up tickets to see the John Deere Classic coming up. And, of course, that's going to be at the TPC Deer Run in just a couple of weeks down the road. And we've got a four-pack of any-day passes plus a parking pass to see some of golf's greatest stars out there. Mr. Hovland will be there as well. Brand
Victor Hovland, yep.
Professional, making his debut last couple of weeks. Not playing this week in Detroit at the Birdie Fest. So he is?
He is indeed. He's actually on his second nine of the day. He's one under, right around the cut line right now.
Which is like at four under
four
par.
Four under par, yeah.
Seriously low cut line going right now. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number six, you're going to go to the John Deere Classic on us. We'll take a break, come back. Jeremiah Davis joins us when we return after this.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can save big money on giving your home a fresh new look, indoors and out. Get superior performance with Dutch Boy Max Bond Exterior Paint and Primer in 1 or Dutch Boy Platinum Plus Interior Paint and Primer in 1. Save $15 a gallon after rebate. Prices good through July 6th. Save on Dutch Boy Paint and more. Now during Menards' 4th of July sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Brian and Cedar Rapids, our winner today of the tickets to the John Deere Classic. Congratulations, and big thanks to everybody over at the John Deere Classic for helping us out. Going to be talking with Claire Peterson from the John Deere Classic coming up as that gets a little bit closer. Back with more after this.
Today and every Friday, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tune in from 4 to 7 today right here on KGYM. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Back in the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM on a Friday as we talk local racing with Jeremiah Davis, the Inside Track with Jeremiah Davis. Read that on Twitter. Give him a follow on his personal Twitter account as well. And seems like the same record. While you were racing in Kansas, Mother Nature was winning for the most part back here in the Hawkeye State, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I got a couple texts and I saw some tweets about how that happened, and good for Hawkeye Downs, but down in Kansas, it was 100 degrees, so it was either one extreme or the other. Either we were dying down there and you couldn't race here, or one or the other.
Yeah, and hopefully everything went well, but most of the dirt tracks unfortunately got rained out, and that included Dubuque on Sunday night, and that was just that was sad because the World Outlaws Sprint Series was going to be here. It was going to be just a big card at the Dubuque Fairgrounds Speedway on Sunday night, and doggone it, just couldn't get it in.
Yeah, and I should really quick apologize for my voice. I've for some reason, I have a frog in my throat. So if you can't understand me, I apologize. Anyway, a huge bummer for Dubuque. When the World of Outlaws comes to town, there's no making that show up if it doesn't go off that night, because they have 60, 70 nights planned, and you just don't, unless it's a big show like Knoxville or something like that, they're not going to be able to find the time to do that, especially for logistical purposes, because if they're in, on the West Coast or on the East Coast or in the South, and even if there's an open date on a certain part of the week, those guys are not going to travel out of their way to come up here. So it's a one shot deal. It's a huge bummer because I think they would have put on an awesome show. I hate that for them.
Yeah, it was too bad. And they had a lot of very good support classes as well. But unfortunately, that's kind of the way it goes. We'll see how it plays out. While there was rain on Hawkeye Downs, maybe we'll look at this night in a couple years down the line as a big one because they did get their racing in. They did get the big sport mod race, and nearly 20 cars were there. That was great to see. Joey Gase was there. Bob Gase was there in his modified. That was neat to see, kind of a throwback, if you will. But one of the kings of the dirt took away the $1,000 and held off Joey Gase right literally on his back heels, and that would be Tony Olsen.
I can tell you this much. I've never wanted to be at Hawkeye Downs as bad as I did that night, and if I hadn't been racing myself, I would have been there because it was a big night for the dealership, Castle Motors that I work for. We sponsor that class, and Roger Castle really wanted to make – that's his brainchild, and I think I've said that before. He wanted to be able to have a class at Hawkeye Downs for dirt cars to just show up the same way they are on dirt and race on the asphalt without having to change anything. And that the spirit of that rule was seen on Friday night because Marshalltown rained out, everywhere else rained out, and they had 19 cars show up, including Tony Olsen and Kyle Olsen. Kyle Olsen's leading the points, or thereabouts anyway, at Marshalltown and Sport Mod. There's no way he would have come to Hawkeye Downs if it hadn't rained. So you're looking at a serendipitous rain shower that was beneficial to Hawkeye Downs. And you hate to have anywhere rain out, but if anybody needs a break, Hawkeye Downs does. And it was just really cool to hear all the stories about it. And it was a heck of a race from everything that they told me. Tony and Joey put on a heck of a show, some beating and banging, some fenders. Joey really wanted to win that race because his sponsor, Eternal Fan, put up $1,000 to the winner. And the Castle Motors car won the race, so it was a cool night for us to get to watch. And Roger reported back Monday he was thrilled with how it went. And as a sponsor, that's really important, because that validates the investment into the class and into the track. So it was all wins for Hawkeye Downs on Friday night, and I was really glad to hear that because it wasn't just the sport mods either. The mid-am cars were there. I heard they put on a good show.
Yep.
It was a really good night, and I you can't say enough about that for a place that needs it really bad. The promoters there are working really hard. They make some good decisions. They make some bad decisions, and to see the good decisions rewarded is very important because it keeps those people invested, and because you need people like Kevin Corsmo and Ann Poe spending their time keeping the place alive, because without them the place closes up and it's just bingo and trade shows.
And like I said, we may look back at this just from what Tony Olsen had to say in Victory Lane, what Joey had to say, what the competitors had to say, that talking right with some of them, they liked it. They said they'll come back. Now, it's not going to be in a weekly basis. They don't run the sport right mods weekly at Hawkeye right Downs. But if they can find some places to sneak them in and have a good car count, that's only going to help things. And that certainly was helped by the racing and by the good group that did come to Hawkeye Downs last Friday night.
Honestly, I think it's a model that Hawkeye Downs can use just overall going forward. They're legend cars. You can run those every week. You have enough car count. Hobby stocks, you can run those every week. You've got the car count. Even the Sport Compact, you can run those every week because you got the car count. But, at this point, take the late models to once a month. Take the Sport Mods to once a month and make it special. Okay, we're offering $1,000 six times a year for the late models to race. That's going to get the guys from Wisconsin, Minnesota, be like, okay, I can come down that many times or whatever the case may be and run for more money. Because if you don't do that, the expense to run these cars every week is astronomical. And without that, you're paying out or you're keeping the track open or whatever the case may be for cars that aren't showing up. You're taking up more people's time as well. So I think that's a model they could use for some of these classes that would even the Ayers cars. I just thought of that. They run those on a limited basis too. It's just a way to keep the car count higher because you want less is more in that regard in terms of the number of races. And I hope they took that as a learning lesson and not, okay, well, now we can go every week with it, because you got to walk before you run. And when they're getting 15 to 18 cars every single week, or every time they have them there, then we can talk. Until they have a consistent number, you have to incentivize the racer to show up.
I would agree. I would agree. Jeremiah Davis joining us Friday edition of the Gym Class, talking local racing. Deary Brothers got out last week. One of the two independents got canceled, unfortunately, midweek last week. But they did race at Maquoketa on Tuesday night. And what's new? Jeff Eike, 69th win in the Deary Brothers Summer Series. And we talked about him last week, and his great summer continues.
Very nice for Jeff Eike. You know, he's in that 1D car with Ryan Dolan. You know, because his late model program is kaput. He doesn't have, you know, the Homelars that he was racing with for years and years. He's not racing with them anymore. They called it quits. And I was really glad to see that somebody put him in a late model, because the man can still drive. And at Maquoketa, he was part of the group. I'm mixing that up between there and Boone. Maquoketa put on one of the best late model races I've ever seen with my own eyes. Trying to think. Terry Neal was involved. Andy Eckert was involved. And I can't remember who the other two were now off the top of my head. But it was the four of them, and they just kept all the way around the track. They would all swap a position, you know, so, you know, Eckert would be leading inside pole, basically. And he'd go back to the second row inside, and then he'd go up to the second row outside, and then up. And then it was like they were rotating the whole way around the track. It was such a cool race. So Maquoketa puts on a great show. When the Deary Brothers show up, it's even better. And I think that crate option IMCA finally allowed for the late model is helping their numbers. I actually talked to Andy Eckert about that last night, and he said that it's starting to help. It's going to take a while before you really see the fruits of the change, but he likes it, and he's happy with it, because he just wants to see more race cars out there. You know, they're the Precision Performance, they're down there in Cosgrove, they're old school open late model people, but you know, if it were up to them, everybody'd be on an open late model car. But he's smart enough to realize that if that was the case, there'd be no late models. So I was glad to see IMCA make that change, even if it was a little late. And hopefully that resulted in a good count and a good showing at Maquoketa.
Two things nationally before we let you go here real quick. Number one, Darrell Waltrip called his last race. Whether you like Darrell or DW or not, he was somebody that was a pioneer as far as sports commentary in racing is concerned. And then, of course, some interesting comments nationally by one of the top dirt guys and Tyler Erb out there. So about those two things.
Well, first things first on DW. The last 3 or 4 years, I think it's pretty well common knowledge that he had his aptitude behind the mic had fallen. I mean, his analysis was not very good. He was a caricature of himself. And that's not to say or not to take away from the fact that he had a 20-year career in broadcasting after a 40-year career in behind the wheel. He is an icon of the sport, a legend, a living legend. And a few bad years of you know, bad jokes and lazy analysis do not take away from that. He's as important to this sport as anyone who's ever been through it. And he is a connection to hit the history of the sport. There's no other person who you can say raced against Richard Petty and is still available or still, you know, involved. So as far as Tyler Earp goes, he gave us a new Jack Hewitt quote. It was a pretty incredible interview. I encourage anybody who hasn't seen it to go see it on either Twitter or Facebook, because he spoke the truth, and he did it colorfully, but he spoke the truth, and it's the kind of honesty and bravado that you want to see out of a racer even after he gets wrecked.
Yeah. Old Turbo.
Yes,
go. I encourage you to check it out right there. All right, hopefully more racing this week. Jeremiah, always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you then.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this here on KGYM.
Your first place Minnesota Twins are on display at Target Field.
Byron Buxton tonight in a game tying shot. Unbelievable.
The first half of the 2019 season has been one for the record books.
Second goes, deep it goes. Twins have the lead. Number 100 for this amazing first place Minnesota Twins team.
Watch your Twins close it out when the Texas Rangers visit July 5th, 6th, and 7th. Don't miss another historical moment by visiting twinsbaseball.com for your tickets.
Good losers gamble to have fun. They know losing is part of the game. In fact, good losers plan on it. And they never lose more than they can afford. Good losers know when to stop. If you're a good loser, you sleep no problem. But if you can't sleep, if your losses hurt too much, we can help. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org and find out once and for all, are you a good loser? Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
The Grand McXtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McXtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the world is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Your old gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has up to $30 off select Ryobi 40-volt outdoor power tools, like the Ryobi Jet Fan Blower at a special buy of just $129. It has the power of gas without the hassle, a turbo boost for more airflow, and right now, a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing. Up to $30 off Ryobi outdoor power tools. Red, white, and blue savings. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Twins are back on the road one last time before the All-Star break. Open up a weekend series in Chicago on Friday. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Twins White Sox tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Baseball throughout the weekend. Red Sox Yankees playing in London. They will play at 11:30 tomorrow, and then they play at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday in London, England. They are playing at where West Ham plays soccer.
Okay.
Only good things can happen when a baseball game is played in a soccer stadium, right? Can't do that in America anymore, but we can do it. You can't play baseball in a football stadium, but now we can do it in Europe. 319-366-1600 at the 337 mark of the program. We talked about the football uniforms, the alternate uniforms for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Now we're going to talk and go back in time. What uniforms would you like to bring back? 319-366-1600. That is Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. And that is our phone line as well. 319-366-1600. We're going to have fun with this here today. We started off with a fun one there on the text line. We had a couple of them earlier on today. My friend Scott said, of course, the 1976 through the 1981 Chicago White Sox baseball uniforms. Maybe not the shorts that they wore for one game, but the collars, the white or blue collars on the solid blue or the solid white.
Do you agree with our friend Scott?
Mix and match. You know what? That's the White Sox teams I fell in love with.
Yeah.
The Southside Hitmen and all that fun stuff, and Ralph Garr and Chet Lemon, Don Kessinger and those guys. I bring them back every once in a while. I don't know if I'd want them every day, but yeah, there you go. And then we had another one on Facebook, on our KGYM Facebook page, and that was bring back the pinstripe Chicago Bulls uniforms of the early 90s, the Jordan era right there that they wore, just past the Jordan era, somewhere right around there anyway.
Got a couple, three on my Facebook page. One, the Orlando Thunder. I got a picture here from our friend Bill. Brian would like to resurrect the Montreal Expos. Probably team and jersey.
Team and jersey. Not to be the Expo Rays, though.
That's true.
Just be the Expos.
Ed?
I would agree.
Ed mentions the Los Angeles Rams, white helmet, and blue horns.
Most of the uniform has been worn, they wear now. More of the yellow and blue. Not gold and blue. See, there's a difference between gold and yellow, ladies and gentlemen. The St. Louis Rams wore the gold at the end of their run.
Indeed.
And took it to Los Angeles, and now the L.A. Rams have kind of gone back to the, you know, the Eric Dickerson, James Harris, gold, yellow and blue. There's your difference. 2-1, by the way, in the soccer game. France has just scored, so about 9 minutes of regular time, then who knows how much extra time they're going to play.
60-19, Scott, don't forget about Richie Allen.
I will not.
It was Dick Allen. Was it
Dick Allen?
Richie with the Sox?
Well, they both were. Weren't?
It's one and the same person, right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Won't forget about them. Won't forget about them. George Orta, Wayne Nordhagen. A tear up here.
0797 on the text line. As a Buccaneers fan, the creamsicle uniforms.
Yeah. And the swashbuckler on the decal on the helmet, too. I love those. Get to the racing one. Give us the racing one.
6712. Bring back the STP pit crew outfits of the Andy Granatelli IndyCar teams.
Yeah, very much so. Andy and Vince Granatelli back in the day from the late 50s through the 70s. And then Vince's son, Vince Jr., jumped on board. But he also had the STP, but he didn't have the whole STP everywhere like they did back in that day.
76-33, one to bring back. How about the old Phoenix Suns?
Yes.
With the sun blazing across like in the Charles Barkley era.
I want to go back even further, the Alvin Adams era of the Phoenix Suns when they had the sun rising on the shorts. That's what I remember back in the when they played the Celtics in, what, 75 in the quadruple overtime game or what have you. That's what I remember.
Wish I could share this pic that Ray has just put on my Facebook page. The 72 Hawks with the helmet with the hawk on the side.
Sure.
How about that?
The Lauterbur.
That was pretty sharp.
Was that Lauterbur?
72?
No.
That was Cummings.
Cummings. No.
No, it was Lauterbur. That was Lauterbur.
That was Lauterbur.
I'm sorry, it was.
Cummings brought in the black eye, I believe. Through the how can anyone forget the mid-70s? 319-366-1600. No one has said the Houston Astros yet.
Nope. Multicolored jerseys.
Absolutely.
That horizontal, three or four layers on the jersey? Yeah.
Yep, that was, they wore them at home. They wore them on the road.
You really want to bring that one back?
Oh, those were amazing. Jose Cruz, Terry Poole. Those guys wearing those jerseys. Nolan Ryan, J.R. Richard, Andy Ashby. That was that was some Dickie Marathon. There were some good players on those Houston Astros teams.
We're talking and asking you what uniforms would you like to resurrect? What a defunct team you'd like to see back? The Montreal Expos, I think, are the perfect example of a team and a uniform.
True. True. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in on our uniforms today.
Always love the Houston Oilers uniforms with the drilling rig on the side of the helmet. Is that what it was?
That is correct.
And nice blue uniforms. Help me with
Earl Campbell.
Help me with the head coach.
Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips, yes.
Away, Bum Phillips.
Of course, the Houston Texans now, so you're probably not going to get the Houston Oilers back. I like that team.
I like the team. I like the team. Let's go to Eugene on line one in Cedar Rapids on this Friday. Hi, Eugene. How you doing?
Good. Hey, my sons will tell you I'm a uniform curmudgeon. So, I mean, I get it because this is what the kids like nowadays with the Iowa uniforms. What I'd like to see them do is maybe the guy brought up the different helmets. Maybe every year honor a different era by wearing a different helmet in the game and maybe a little less tweaks to the uniform.
Interesting.
And also, being a Rams fan, I do miss the old Eric Dickerson uniforms.
They're wearing them now, though, a little bit more. So they wore them all through the playoff run.
They have, but they really haven't settled on what they're going to do yet.
Keep them.
I like your idea, Eugene. You remember the old hawk on the side of the helmet, right?
I do, and then I think it was a script Iowa after that?
Maybe a script Iowa,
yeah,
or a block
they
eye.
They had a block eye. Yeah. They had the script Iowa there as well.
Yeah.
None of them translated into a lot of victories back in that era, though.
No, so I guess we got to thank Hayden for the Tiger Hawk and the change, right?
Yes. Yes, very much
I like the idea, though.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. 319-366-1600 here at 344 on a Friday edition of the program.
Let's you mentioned that someone has scored again.
2-1.
Oh, it's 2-1 now.
It's 2-1. Okay. I did mention that.
Okay.
You were looking at uniforms and things like that. It's 2-1 with about 3 minutes to go. U.S. is holding on to this quarterfinal lead at this time. All right, a couple more I wrote down. I said the Astros. I had to throw that one in there as well. I can't even read my own writing, which is pretty pathetic. The Padres, and they're going back to him next year. The brown and gold. Now, I don't know if it's going to be that uniform of Ozzie Smith coming up.
That was in a Gary
Randy
Coleman
Jones.
Film, was it not? Those uniforms?
Yes. But they actually played with those uniforms back in the day.
Yeah.
Randy Jones won a Cy Young Award with the brown and gold uniforms that the Padres had. But, yeah, they're going back to the brown and gold. So kind of a throwback, if you will, for San Diego baseball.
Well, I really like the San Diego Chargers powder blue, and they've worn some of that lately. And I think that ought to be the permanent uniform. The Chargers powder blue,
very
make
much,
it permanent.
Very much so. Very much so. 319-366-1600. Football, basketball, baseball. I want the Hartford Whalers back.
Why?
Because they were the Hartford Whalers. Brass Bonanza? Are you kidding me? To play that for every goal and what have you? That was hockey. I would still love my St. Louis Blues, but the Hartford Whalers would be a close second in there. Football, I'm going to throw this out. Go back. They tried to a little bit, but the Cleveland Browns need to go back to the Brian Sipe era, brown jerseys, orange pants all the time. And if they can get a waiver from the National Football League to go back to the tearaway jerseys for the Pruitt boys, then even that much better. They'd have to take every time they had the football, either Mike Pruitt or Greg Pruitt, with Terra jersey. That, you know, and here I am talking about, well, the kids like these jerseys now. That's what we loved the tearaway jerseys when we were growing up.
And today's athletes would too.
Mom did not like it. Mom did not like it so much out there. Let's go to Josh and Atkins as we talk uniforms of yesteryear and what to bring back here on a Friday at 3:48. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how about just the whole periwinkle era from Major League Baseball? So like the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Cubs may have had one.
They did. I like some Phillies are wearing those, by the way, on selected games this year. They wore them yesterday, I do believe. So, yeah, they are making a little bit of a comeback. So I would agree. Everybody was jumping on the Periwinkle bandwagon back, in the late 70s into the early 80s right there. So some good stuff there. Josh, appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
You too.
319-366-1600.
Our food, friend Ryan, the food delivery guy, my first jersey was the Houston Astros. My mom bought it because it had the name Ryan on the back.
Nolan Ryan.
Did you live up to that name, Ryan, on the baseball field?
The Express.
Nobody could.
No. J.R. Richard was pretty good, though, back in the day. 319-366-1600 here at 349 as we talk uniforms of yesteryear. What else you got written down?
Did you like the Pirates pillbox hats? Caps?
No, but I understood why they did it. It was a centennial.
Pillbox cap, right?
Right.
Yeah.
With the stripes around it, too. Yeah. It was a centennial thing, celebration. Now, do you like the Pirates combination uniforms, though, of the day? The 79 We Are Family Pirates with Stargell,
Parker and
Omar Moreno and Rennie Stennett and people like that. Manny Sanguian. That was a good team. They had, something like over 100 uniform combinations they could have worn.
Yeah.
They could have worn one most.
They were Oregon before Oregon football.
They were Oregon before Oregon football was cool. The Pittsburgh Pirates back in the day. And they were good, too. They were very good back then.
When I was watching more basketball and my favorite color is green, let's bring back the uniforms and the team, Seattle Supersonics.
Yep, I would agree.
They had cool uniforms. Sean Kemp in the day, really nice green.
I'll go back to Freddie Brown.
Freddie Brown, John Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Sikma back in the day. Seattle's going to get a basketball team, and they're going to be the Sonics. And they will be back. They will return. Trust me on that. Sometime in the next 10 years, you're going to see Seattle back in the National Basketball Association. 319-366-1600. For heaven's sake, they should have never left them. And as a Kansas City Chiefs fan, every time the Chiefs and the Broncos get together, I want to see the Broncos back in their orange with the old block D with the horse in it. Should have never left it to go to the runny armpit uniforms. Mm. Even my Bronco fans at bowling will agree with me on that one. Should have never happened. Broncos, please go back to the orange of the Craig Morton, John Elway era. Yeah. Early John Elway.
Yeah.
Early John Elway.
How about the New England Patriots? Remember when they had the helmets with Pat the Patriot on the side of the helmet in a three-point stance?
They still wear them once a season.
It's a cool helmet, I think.
It's a great helmet. And that red jersey is a great look for the New England Patriots. Let's see. What else do I have written here? I want to see the Kansas City Scouts back in the National Hockey League, but that's not going to happen. I mentioned Cleveland. For our friends and brethren on the Rusty Nails, I would like to see the Miami Dolphins go back to the old aqua uniforms and the old dolphin, the very old dolphin in there. I think that is a must to have go back. So Bobby and Brew and the rest of them, I hope that happens for you.
Our friend Ray on my Facebook feed really getting into this. He's the one that sent the picture to me. And us of the 1972 Hawkeye football helmet with the Hawkeye bird on the side. He's also mentioning the Colorado Rockies of the NHL, who became the New Jersey Devils. And he really likes the 1978-79 Iowa men's basketball jerseys.
Mm.
Just simply said Hawks across the front.
That's right.
Yep.
With the black side of the shorts, the Ronnie Lester era uniforms that Iowa had right there. Let's get one more call in before we take a break here. Let's go to David in Iowa City on this Friday. David, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. What's your uniform recollections?
Bring back the Toronto Raptors vintage 90 jerseys, the purple ones with the red.
You would have loved to have seen that this year in the finals, right?
Yes, sir.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on
David,
that.
How about Golden State? You know, the city is on the uniform now. How about going back to Golden State? What do you think?
I love it. I love it.
You like the city?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the city.
Yeah.
How about combine the North and the Dinosaur?
It'll be...
You got to think about it.
Yeah.
I threw that one at you, David. I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
You too.
319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back, and get a little bit more of your recollections of the top uniforms in the day. Of course, this piggybacking on the alternate uniform being given out and shown by the Hawkeyes yesterday. You got a smile on your face, so we'll wait for that.
Gotcha.
Until we come back. Back with more after this.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
The New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves, live from Citi Field this weekend.
Coverage begins on Sunday at 5 o'clock here on The Gym. KGYM.
People come up. Back with me on The Gym Class at 3:56 here on a Friday. Hope everyone has a great weekend out there as we get back into things. And we'll be back with you on Monday with another edition of The Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. If you don't want to know the final, give me 10 seconds of the U.S.-France women's soccer game starting now. The United States wins it 2-1 over France, so they advance to the semifinals, and I don't know when they play, but they will play coming up in the next couple of days or so.
Two probably U.S. Monday. Goals by somebody pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
She is good. I give her that.
Joe on the text line, I talked about the Patriots and the Pat the Patriot on the side of the helmet. Joe correctly points out he was in a three-point stance. Not a three-point stance, but snapping the ball. Now
okay.
I do remember, yeah.
He's snapping the ball.
Cajun Troy, I want Jazz back on the New Orleans basketball jerseys. There's no Jazz in Utah.
And there are no lakes in Los Angeles. We've been down this road many, many times. Thank you, Troy.
Didn't the Lakers wear a jersey one time, MPLS?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
To commemorate the Lakers' origins in Minneapolis? I think so.
I believe they did. I'm going to leave everyone with one of the ugliest uniforms of all time, but a beloved uniform, and that was the old Vancouver Canucks back in the late 70s, early 80s. They were gold with the multicolored V across the front in red, black, and white. Saw those in person at Old Chicago Stadium back, I think, in 1981, I want to say, playing the Blackhawks.
Were you blinded?
Yes, I was, temporarily, like Alex yesterday, for 4 hours after watching the unveiling of the Iowa alternate uniforms. But uniforms come and go, and it seems like they're cyclical, Mark, and it seems like everything is now going back and trending back toward the retro looks. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then probably it'll circle around again to everything after the retro looks that they had in the NBA with the new Utah Jazz when they had that uniform when they played the Bulls in the finals and whatnot.
White Sox will not be wearing shorts tonight as the Twins take on the White Sox after going 18 innings and using up all of their pitching last night.
White Sox helping out by going with their fifth starter tonight as well, without Yoan Moncada and without Tim Anderson, who's on the IL for 10 days right now. Packer throwbacks, burn them. I agree, but that is heritage. The Bear throwbacks aren't beauties either.
No, they're not.
Mark.
Steelers are.
Those aren't any good either. All right, enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned. The Todd Pommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with Alex and Kyle coming your way next.